going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Our man DJ Shockley, who stopped by the show yesterday, you'll hear what he has to say about them dogs at 6 o'clock. We're all down here, man, hanging out. It's the Falcons member draft party. And coming up after we're done, Mike Conti, Wes Durham, Dave Archer will have you
come. I said that's Wes Drewham
for the first round. And they're going to take you throughout the first round coverage, guys. Lots of stuff going on down here. If you're a member and you're headed down here, it's going to be a lot of fun tonight. Mike, we got to get caught up on a couple of things that are happening as we speak. One of them, and I put this out there, I didn't give the guy any credit because I didn't think he deserved it, but people were talking about, there was a report out there about Matthew Golden, wide receiver out of the University of Texas, that Terry really likes him, but I don't think he'll go there. I'm not giving any credit to this. I don't think that's going to happen. I think the GMs around the league, like a lot of players, Mike, that doesn't mean they're going to draft him. This is a weak sauce tweet. And so I'm not buying it to answer Samir's question about you guys buying this tweet. No, I'm not.
No.
But there are other things that are happening in this draft.
Yeah, man. All of a sudden, Ashton Jeanty, and again, the last couple of weeks, there's been juice on him moving up. And now all of a sudden, it's like, well, you got to move up to 5. So now you got to call the Giants. And now,
yes.
Here's the thing. You know, we were talking about the Giants and being passive-aggressive with Shedeur Sanders, or maybe they've earmarked Jackson Dart. We don't know who they've got. But the idea that you could move down, you've got to jump the Jacksonville Jaguars if you're the Raiders and you want Ashton Jeanty, because now everybody's on it. Even the Jaguars beat reporter is saying they're going to take him at 5. So, and it's funny because our young intrepid fix-it Felix, Garrett Chapman, oakley-dokley, was saying, why would they do that? Because this guy's a transformative piece. They think they've got a Saquon Barkley. They've got a guy that's going to obviously tote the mail, take pressure off Trevor Lawrence that ETN and Tank Bigsby can't do. This is a different type of running back. He's a game changer.
He is. I'd be willing to tell you that he's either top three. Guys, when Bijan got drafted, he was a top 5 player overall in the draft.
That's no one debated that.
You couldn't
right.
pass him up, okay? If I'm telling you, you're getting one of the top 5 players, Jeanty is viewed the very similar way. He's one of the top 5 players in this draft, regardless of position. So that's why teams are very interested. And now we're seeing this resurgence, Mike, we talked about it, of, oh, well, we need one of those guys.
Right.
We need one of those.
Well, Amarian Hampton then slides up.
Oh,
because
no doubt.
All of a sudden now Dallas, the Cowboys may have, I mean, because Jerry was having a substantive talks about teams. We'll see what happens. But, I mean, yeah, there's a couple of guys who want a running back. And this gets to us. Maybe somebody moves with us. You know, we got to have takes two to tango if you want to drop down and get somebody.
Yeah, and it's a good running back class. We haven't spent a lot of time on the running back because we have him. But
right.
this is a good running
somebody
back class.
Somebody just coming up a few notches to us, that doesn't get us another second round. It gets us a third rounder.
Yep.
But we don't have a third rounder because of the Judon trade.
All right, guys. Charles Davis stopped by earlier this week talking about the draft. One of the things we were curious about is if there is a run on edge, does it make the Falcons draft differently? Here's what he told us.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see where – you know, do we have a quick run on them at all? Do we have Jalen Walker off the board? Do we have Michael Williams off the board? Do we have Mike Green off the board? You know, it's going to be that type of a deal. James Pierce at Tennessee is a terrific edge rusher. I'm feeling like he's going to end up somehow getting to the second round. So I don't know what's there. I did my final mock draft, and you know what mock drafts are worth when you put them on paper, right?
I read it. I liked it.
I believe I gave you a defensive tackle.
Yep.
Because we were out of edge rushers, and you got to provide pressure somehow. And Leonard Floyd, he's been awfully consistent. Step up to the mic, do it again, and Derek Harmon comes to town, I believe.
All right, man. And again, it's a name we have not talked about. What do you like about Derek Harmon?
I like his quickness, you know, and I like the fact that when I watch him play, I'm seeing movement up front. I'm seeing all the different rushes put together. I'm seeing determination to get to the quarterback. I see a guy that I just like and I think has improved over his time at Oregon. And it's kind of funny when you start thinking about it. It seems like forever ago, but DeForest Buckner, Eric Armstead, mm-hmm. I remember doing their games in college. Mm. And looking at those two, waiting for a huddle to break, looking like it was dinner time. And those two hadn't eaten in a while, you know?
Yeah.
And I was thinking, man, who's going to run into that and have to deal with that all the time? Now, Harmon coming from Oregon, that doesn't mean he's going to be exactly like them. But I do think that he's going to be, you know, I just like his game. You know, I'm trying to find my notes here real quick. You guys go ahead with something else. I want to find the notes that I wrote down on him so I can make sure I give it to you the right way.
Listen, Charles, I know it's just so much to take in, and I was saying this the other day, just trying to be on top of stuff with all these different players every year, and you get so much information. It's Charles Davis, guys, from NFL Network joining us. You got
here
it?
Go. What'd you say?
I'll just
give you a brief little sample. You know he's a Michigan State transfer before he went to Oregon. Love his movement skills. Hard to hit at the snap of the ball. Gets upfield with fluidity and power. That's just a couple of the small notes I had on him. That's part of what I like.
So, being a Tennessee guy, listen, are you buying any of this stuff about James Pierce? And you know, he's another guy that potentially might be there for us when you talk about a guy coming off the edge. I don't know where you have him ranked, Charles, but, you know, we've tried to analyze all these different guys. Obviously, the Georgia boys with Jalen and Mikel, but James Pierce right. – What do you think about him? 6'5", 250-ish? I think he's a player.
He looks the part, doesn't he? I mean, you saw the combine, didn't you?
When
he just absolutely destroyed the combine. So you're seeing that. You want to see a little bit more consistency in how he gets to the quarterback. He's got to add a little ballast to him. He's about 245, 250 or so. That'll come with time. I'm not worried about that. I just, in talking to people around the league, people that I trust, you know, different scouts and people are like, look, I'm not talking to a ton of them, but I'm not getting the enthusiasm for him at where you are. I get more enthusiasm for him when we start to get from 25 to 32.
Makes sense.
It is Charles Davis with us, guys, the NFL on CBS. Also see his NFL mock draft. And soon, guys, in 2026, the Big Ten on CBS with our buddy Brad Nessler. Congratulations, by the way. Charles.
Thank you very much.
Hey, man, I looked at your draft twice. Hey, bro, I couldn't find Shador Sanders. What's up with that?
Yeah, I don't do trades, okay? I make it very clear. I always just do 1 through 32. And I'm going through it. And I'm finding, okay, where's the landing spot? 2 Cleveland, 3 Giants, 6 Raiders, 9 New Orleans, 21 Pittsburgh, and I opted for other people in those spots. Mm. But I would not be shocked one bit if he went in the top 10, right? If the Giants took him at 3, I wouldn't fall out of my chair because you and I both know that this time of year everyone's lying anyway. So we really don't know. We don't know what their intentions are. But I also wouldn't be surprised at all if we're coming down to Pittsburgh at 21. If that's the decision and Pittsburgh says no, I also wouldn't be surprised someone trade back in. And those teams at the top who didn't take him would be the prime people.
Yep.
Giants, Saints, right? Mm-hmm. Cleveland, right at the top. Don't be surprised if they trade back in. He could very easily leave as a first-round pick. I just didn't have him in there. But I wrote an article recently that I call Pound the Table. These are guys that I really believe in. I think deserve their chance in the NFL. Not everyone's a first rounder. Not everyone's an undrafted free agent. The first person I put down on my sheet was Shador Sanders. Mm. I just think that with everything that how he's grown up, there have been benefits to being a Sanders. And as you guys know, there have been natural barriers to being a Sanders where people can't wait for you to fail.
Right.
don't even know you, but they want you to go down the tube so fast.
I know.
And he has grown up with this, and I don't think any of it phases him. I think he is going to be successful. I don't care if he goes first round, fifth round, whatever. I think he's going to be successful. But in this mock draft, I did not have him going.
Charles Davis stopping by. Interesting stuff from him, Mike. Man, this draft, and as you start to break down these guys, and again, Charles was kind of going through his notes talking about some of these guys. We heard a great breakdown earlier from Greg Cosell about some of these players. Look, when we specifically talk about edge, Mike Hill, Jalen, who we think is going to be gone, Shamar Stewart, James Pierce, Mike Green, in no particular order, guys. We've been talking today. Mike brought up the kid from Boston College, Arezeku, I believe it is. Yep. You've got a bunch of guys that potentially could be sitting there at 15, and it's going to be who the Falcons value the most, Mike, and who they think is going to have the most impact.
Look, I started this like I did last year. I got you down to three finalists. Carl's got the secret sauce. He'll unveil this pick coming up, we believe, before 7 o'clock. But I'm happy with Mike Green, who PFF's got the 10th best player in the whole draft. I got Donovan Ezeraku, you just mentioned, at 17. That's a guy who comes with setting the edge and stats, getting the quarterback on the ground. And then finally I said, okay, you got me. Let's go with Mykael Williams because he's bigger than both those guys, and the stats don't reflect it because Georgia players traditionally don't have the great stats because of how they're asked to play defense. But once they get in the NFL, a guy who's 6'5", 260, is going to all of a sudden pop. So at the end of the day, I'm not worried about the ankle. I want Mykael Williams. But then if you heard the conversation there with Charles Davis, a name we had not even mentioned this week is Derek Harmon.
Ooh.
And that's the inside lineman, defensive tackle from Oregon. And that's a guy that, you know, now again, the nerds at Pro Football Focus say we can get him in the second round. That's what I'm saying. All these SVs, you try to find, and you laugh at me every time I use the phrase valuation, but you're trying to find some common sense. And even Terry said, our general manager talking to the press, everybody's got these trades. You know, you can't do these things in the real world.
No, you can't.
But you can do it on a simulator.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've always said the mock drafts are fun, but it's just not realistic because the way things are shaking out. And these trade partners, with the mock drafts, you just automatically go, I'm trading with this team, and they give it to you.
Right.
Right? Where in real life, that's not how this plays out. You always go, oh, well, they'll make a deal with us. That's why when we hear about some of the deals that are potentially percolating right now as the Giants are maybe trying to make a move, we've heard, you know, various teams, the Bears trying to get – even more up at the top of this draft, they're picking 10. I mean, you obviously have a target when you are doing that, Mike. So we're going to see, but there could be a lot of movement as we move forward here. Mm. All right, coming up 6 o'clock, we've got our man DJ Shockley. You want to hear about the dogs? We ask him about all of them, and he breaks down what he thinks about every single dog that may potentially get drafted, specifically in the first round, but certainly throughout the weekend. And, you know, DJ does obviously Fox 5, but he is also on the sidelines and covers the dogs. He's as close to the program as anybody, and Mike has intimate knowledge about the guys that we're going to get a chance to hear their names called over the weekend.
We were just telling you about the latest on the Jaguars. Jeff Howe writes nationally for The Athletic, saying, Carl, to your point, Jaguars could come as high as 2.
It's crazy.
So all of a sudden, think about this. Just about 5 years ago, the running back was the most devalued position in the NFL, right? It basically was absolute zero, and running backs were saying, this is some jive, man. We still stir the drink. And it was basically Saquon Barkley, well, he couldn't stay healthy. And then the Eagles ride him to a Super Bowl win, right? We've seen obviously some of the bigger running backs. You know the names. You see what the impact they're having. We've got one here in Bijan Robinson. So, and of course, also the way the Lions came up in their draft to get Jahmyr Gibbs last year.
That's right.
So the running backs. But the idea that we go from, like, remember guys were saying we were crazy to take Bijan at 8. Now you're telling me Ashton Gentry from Boise State could go second over. He could go before Hunter.
Right
before. Yeah. I mean, that's just bananas. Yeah. As I said, Oren, that's it. It's the Saquon Barkley effect because you got to have one of those guys. But all of a sudden, everything you know, Carl, it's like, in a world where everything you know is wrong. Because everything we've been prognosticating and talking about, now all of a sudden, Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter could be in the six overall pick. Are you kidding me? That's crazy talk.
It is crazy talk. If you're passing up Travis Hunter, who is by far the sure thing, for any team.
because you got two places. If he's not good at one position, you can try him at another.
If you're passing that up, good luck to you.
Right.
There's no way I'm passing that up. But apparently, if you're giving up enough draft capital to the team that you want to move in front of,
right,
then maybe, Mike, it's going to be worth it for the Browns to potentially move out of number two. I got to wait to see.
Now, again, if you want to get some clicks, clickbait, you're definitely going to get some of that. Real quick, let's go live to D-Led for a weather update here in downtown.
It's raining cats and dogs. It's raining really crazy here, Carl and Mike. I heard it on the roof. It's like a cat on a tin roof.
Yes, thank you, D-Led. I didn't realize you were here.
Leah Legata later.
No, that was last year. Dude.
Always watching, judging, listening. It's raining real hard out there. Be careful.
Hey, man, coming up, we're going to hear from DJ Shockley. More draft conversation coming your way. Again, why wouldn't there be? This is one of the most exciting days in sports, guys. Either your team gets better or it doesn't. It's just that simple. And if you draft the right guys, you could set the foundation for a run to the Super Bowl. We're coming back. We're live in Mercedes-Benz. It's Dukes and Bell.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.